info.
We are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sherif Quadri once again, 5 minutes past the hour. Lagos, how are you today? It's Tuesday, 12th of October, 2021. Remember, I told you earlier in the morning that we are all on Igbesis. You are owing 64K. I am owing 64K. And I'm not just accusing you wrongly. That's because the money that Nigeria is owing, over 30 population, 200 of owing, and I want somebody to pay on my behalf if it comes to us paying that money individually. Welcome to the last hour of the show. Now, I'm going to bring in my guest this morning on the show. By the way, I would like to know your thoughts on our conversation this morning, all right? I have my guest already joining us from via the telephone, Dr. Abdul Ghaffar Arikeuyo. He's a mass communication lecturer at University of Ilorin. He's also a broadcast journalist. Doctor, a very lovely morning to you. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, in case you're just joining us, you're welcome to the show. We will be talking about the flogging. We'll also be talking about corporal punishment, as a matter of fact. But before we get into all of that, I think I need to share a bit of information for you, really. So, after that scenario, I think I played that audio yesterday when we had that conversation, but because of time, we're just going to get into it. Nigerians got really upset as to what happened to that young girl. And I should let you know that according to UNICEF database, global database for August 2021, they tagged this report, UNICEF data monitoring the situation of children and women. They are saying that while teaching children self-control and acceptable behavior is an integral part of child rearing in all cultures, no exception. Many caregivers rely on the use of violent methods, both physical and psychological, to punish unwanted behaviors and encourage desired ones. That is the outcome. That this is what you people do. You can't like just go violent. Every single thing you eat, why? Tear you slap. Well, regardless of the type or forms of violations of children's rights, caregivers do not necessarily use violent discipline with the deliberate intention of causing harm or injury to the child. Rather, it's sometimes, according to UNICEF, this violence stems from anger and frustration. It also borders on lack of understanding of the harm this violent behavior towards the child, the harm that it can cause, or the limited familiarity with non-violent methods. So people don't even know that there are better ways to handle issues like this. Now let's go to Kwara State as to what happened. The father of the student, that pupil, that madrasa student, the father, his name is Yunus Olariwaju, during an interview with BBC Pidgin, he confirmed that he was the one who instructed the school authorities to dish out the necessary punishment to his daughter after he received a video which showed how his daughter consumed alcoholic drinks while partying with some boys. Let me quote the father. He said, and I quote, "I was the one who informed the school about the incident, and I requested that she should be given the appropriate punishment. I also insisted that I must be present when the school management want to carry out the punishment." That's the father. Now, let me ask you, my listener, this morning. They say, spare the rod and spoil the child. That incident in that video, is that the interpretation? You are going to tell me later. And let me even ask, do you think that the act that occurred in the viral video has gone beyond an attempt to correct a child, or is still within the realm of correction? Do you support flogging as a method for correcting recalcitrant, stubborn children? Is violent, can violent be an answer in some cases if you want to, you know, guide a recalcitrant child? Dr. Abdul Ghaffar.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining me again.
Thank you for having me.
It's being said over. We had this conversation yesterday at 5 a.m. On this show, and a lot of people spoke about how it's common practice for elite kills to do that. Tell me exactly what you know. You were in this particularly, you're in this surroundings, you know, where this is, you know, most practiced. Tell me about it. How is it rampant?
All right. I'd like to first of all say that the process or the act of flogging in the called Ileke, which we know as madrasa or Islamia, is a common phenomenon. Mm. I believe it's based on the orientation and how people were brought up. Those who have flogging were flogged. You could. Mm. So it's not only a thing in Ilorin or in Kwara State. I had my first round of madrasa in Lagos. Mm. And I remember very well how well they beat us. If you're late, you get beaten. If you are asked to memorize some parts of the Quran or thereabouts and you couldn't memorize, you get beaten.
They flogged me too.
If you're asked to do certain things and you are unable to do them, you get beaten in most cases. Mm. So the beating is the most or the commonest part or way of correction that I know of in the Ileke or the madrasa system. Mm. So it's, I remember very well, while my own daughter wanted to start the madrasa, I told my wife that I was going to tell them at the madrasa that there are alternate ways of punishing or of ensuring a child memorizes or do some acts.
Right.
And that's why it is very common that kids or children, so to say, or those who are attending the madrasa, actually would like to abscond and prefer to go to school.
Hmm.
So, because they know that little things, they get to beat us at some point.
Scale.
Like. Mm. So, if the 21st century madrasa in these days would not, in many cases, flog the children. And when I mean the 21st century madrasa, I mean the ones that are situated in areas where elites stay.
Right. Right.
Or the very well-educated ones.
Yeah.
The level at which they flog or maybe make use of corporal punishment is quite limited. So the children sometimes are excited to go. They have that level of enthusiasm to attend the madrasa.
Right.
You see, there's a change. There's a different tone in the 21st century madrasa and the one we know that we grew up with. So I think it's high time we started to understand that there are alternative ways of ensuring the children understand, learn, or memorize the Quran or Arabic or Islamic hadith and the likes.
Right.
And you wouldn't find that most common, again, in 21st century schools that are madrasa-oriented. So you will still find that in places where maybe the ones that are their teachers are still of the old, or that's how they grew, or that's how they were taught,
how
they were trained. Mm. So I think there's a difference in these days, unlike how you will find it in our own ways. The one that happened in the Ilorin, if you look at the orientation and you look at the environment, you would see who are their teachers. Who are, what's the environment like?
Right.
It's quite obvious on one hand.
Right.
And then, if a parent asks you to maybe punish his or her child, I doubt if any parent would be happy if you flog the child to death. Because the process of flogging, I have been flogged, and I know people who have been flogged, not necessarily only at madrasa. Even sometimes in the early years, even in some schools, they flogged, and some people, maybe the cane poked their eyes, and one eye got off at that point. Some were beaten. I still remember some time ago I was showing or telling my wife about some of my colleagues who we lived somewhere together, and if you check their backs, you still see the marks.
See
of
the
how
marks
well
there.
They were flogged.
My word.
In those days.
My word. My word. Dr. Abdul Ghaffar, you are a teacher. You still teach. And there is this thing you mentioned earlier about that culture of corporal punishment. And I'm glad that you've tried to situate it appropriately as to maybe the 21st century schools, madrasa or no madrasa, maybe they don't flog. But how many of those do we actually have around now? How many people can afford this? Now, where I'm going with this next question is that the orientation of teachers, the orientation of educators concerning corporal punishment, you still find them. Go to public schools. Mm-hmm. You still see them. Still beat these kids. Any slightest thing, they punish them. Do you think corporal punishment can bring about any form of guidance or correction?
Well, you said something earlier on your part that spare the child and spare the rod and spoil the child.
Spoil the child.
You see, there are different ways of maybe disciplining a child. Sometimes there are some children you would see that the language they say, as like people would say, the language they understand is when they flogged. Mm. But I know, as an example for myself, the extent to which I was flogged, I tell people maybe, well, whatever we like, we'll do. The last thing is we get flogged. That's all. You understand? So at a point in child, when that's the only mechanism you use in correcting the child will get used to it and say, whatever I like, I'm going to do. The highest thing I'm going to receive is maybe flogging. My backs ache for a few days and I get back to normal. So when that's the only way you find or you use in correcting a child,
right,
the child becomes a norm. You know, when you do something or when you take or you eat something consistently, it doesn't look any different to you again.
Indeed.
That becomes a norm. Indeed. However, back to the issue of the children that were flogged in Kwara State.
Yeah.
I feel that even if they were going to flog them, because it is very difficult to correct an adult's orientation on punishment.
Hmm.
He already is used to the fact that this is how the child is going to be punished, and this is how they understand, this is the language they understand. While we were in the boarding school, we know very well that instead of flogging at some point, what they do is they ask you to cut grasses. That's even worse than flogging.
Hmm.
And I know, for example, some children do not, if you look at the history of people who do not like or know mathematics, maybe as a result of the children, the fact that the teacher flogs us. So it's a thing that is common in the society.
Right.
We need to continue to change our orientation.
You know what worries me, Dr. Abdul Ghaffar, is the fact that when the children themselves were spoken to, mm-hmm. They accepted it. They said it was the right thing to do, that they erred, so they deserve a punishment.
That's the language they now understand, and that's the language they're going to be passing to their generation.
My word. My word.
And that's the truth. That's because they already know that, okay, when we misbehave, we get beaten. We get beaten mercilessly. Personally, one of the things I have, or one of the issues I have, like I was discussing with someone yesterday, first of all, people became emotional because the first video that went viral was the girl's video, not the guy's.
Not the guy's, that's right.
So people began to, how come you would flog a girl like this?
Four adults.
Four adults beating one girl. You understand? And I think the fact that the father of the child or the girl came out is public relations for the school, because the school released a video saying some part of, or their own part of the story.
Mm.
So even if you were going to flog, it shouldn't be to that extent. It was too much. Even if you're used to flogging, and we understand correcting you or reorientating you on how to pass punishment to the young ones.
Right.
The information we have is that these children are grown. Even some of those guys, I don't know about the girl, but some of those guys had even concluded secondary school.
Mm. Mm.
So you will see that the emotion, if this, and that's one thing about social media.
Right.
If the video that went viral first were those of the boys, mm-hmm. it may not have received this much emotion.
Probably.
Like the girls.
Probably. Probably.
So I think we need to understand certain things and know that if these children flog, you can give them the punishment of cleaning the entire school.
Mm.
That's worse off. Based on the fact that you want them to understand the grievance,
yeah,
or the extent at which they have erred.
Let me talk to you about the position of the governor before I let you go, Dr. Bugafar. The government of Kwara State said that they put up a committee and they said they're investigating it. What would you rather the government? What's the best approach for on the side of the government for you?
In my own opinion, I think the government has done the best they could do.
Okay.
It's not worthy of closing down the school, for example, because you're depriving many more children of their education.
Right.
The best thing, the government, and I saw a video and I saw pictures of the Commissioner for Education in Kwara State, the secretary, and some stakeholders visit the school to hear the truth. Because what we hear on social media is not the whole truth.
It's not the whole
truth. Partial truth.
That's true.
So the best thing they could do was to visit the school, which they did, investigate, which they are doing currently, and you can see the extent at which they even had to suspend the head of the school.
That's
so
right.
That they can get balanced news or
account
information from
the event.
So I think we must truthfully commend the state government.
All right.
If you want something else,
all right,
maybe two.
Dr. Abdugafar, Eric Kilio, thank you so much for joining us on the show
today.
Thank
you for having me.
Appreciate it. Let's go to break, Lagos. We'll be right back to take your reaction to our conversation this morning. Join us again.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back from that break. 8:37 is the time from our studios on a Tuesday morning. I am Sheriff Quadri. And yes, before the break, we had a conversation about corporal punishment. We used the reference of the little girl who was flogged by about four male adults for consuming alcohol. She is a madrasa, that's Arabic school, Islamia pupil. And she was caught drinking alcohol. The father reported the case to the school, and the father wanted the school to discipline her. And he also wanted to be there, so he was there while she was being violently flogged by the four male adults in that Arabic school. I asked a question earlier from the beginning of the show. I asked you a couple of questions. Now it's time for me to come collect my answers. All right. Now, in case you missed some of the questions, I asked this question. I said, they say that spare the rod and spoil the child. What is the meaning of that to you? What you saw on that video, is that what it means? How would you interpret that? Now, do you think that the act that occurred in that viral video went beyond an attempt to instill discipline in a child? Did they go over and beyond? Were they extreme? That's my question, or those are my questions. And yes, I also asked this one. I said, whether you support flogging as a method of correcting a recalcitrant, a very stubborn child. If you've seen stubborn children before, stubborn children. Okay. Whether you feel that flogging is the only way to guide them back, to correct them. Those are the questions I asked. So let's have a conversation right now. If you've seen the video, if you have not seen the video, I don't know. I just think that you should go and see the video. That's the only thing I can say. Yeah, you should go and see the video. Well, let me come to you and take your thought. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Those are the two lines we're working with. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Joy.
Welcome.
Well, for very stubborn children, yes, they will push you. You want to beat them. But you beat them not in annoyance. You have to just calm down before you say you want to beat your child. Of course, there are some children you need to at least spank a little bit. Not beating them violently like I saw. That was just too much. That's not how to treat children. So to me, that's wrong.
That's extreme.
Beat children, yeah.
All right. But you support beating of children. That's what you're saying. But not violently.
Not violently. And not with annoyance. Not with annoyance.
You just spank them.
To calm down. Yes, spank.
Okay.
Exactly.
Tear them slap. Is that spank too? Okay, she didn't hear me. Let me take another call. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, Sharon. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Ronke.
How are you
this
today?
I'm a first-time caller.
Good to have you.
Yeah, very well. I heard your questions.
Right.
And number one, what a video that was not spared the rod and spoiled the child. When you need to correct a child, you need to correct that child in love. And you don't continuously beat a child. There are some times you just punish a child. Every time you beat a child, I heard your guest, which is true. Anytime you beat someone,
yeah,
the person get used to it and say, "What are you just beating now?"
Yeah.
Which happened to a lot of us when we were growing up. We would go out, we do something, just my father would flog me. That's all. Yeah. That's the end of the whole thing. But you've done what you want to do. But whereby the child does not even know the kind of punishment you're going to give him or her.
Yeah.
So we need to learn to correct them in love. That was excess. That video was excess. And apologies to the father. You are not training that child.
Yeah.
That child will become something else tomorrow if it doesn't stop now. If it doesn't stop. And the other student, they were saying that, yeah, that's because that's the way they've been conditioned. That's the belief system in them. They've been conditioned that when you do something, you need to be flogged mercilessly.
Right.
And that is not right.
Right.
So we need to change them and correct each child in love. Fine, we have stubborn children. But in as much as stubborn children, I don't believe a child is very stubborn that you cannot correct that child. Talk to them. And when you beat a child today, tomorrow doesn't mean you should beat that child again. There was a time one of my children did something.
Yeah.
And we were coming on the road. I would have said, okay, when we get home, I'll flog you. When we're about getting home, a junction to my house, I just said, drop from the car and trek home. That was
nice. Nice.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Nika has been on the line for some time now. Nika, are you still here? Nika is gone. Nika, do try and call me back, right? I won't speak to you. I won't speak to you. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Hi, morning.
Hello. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Line.
Welcome.
You quoted the Bible, spread the rod and spread the child. Those people that we are beating, they are not children anymore. From the age of one to the age of six, that is called a child or children. Then once it's from the age of eight, you can't say, you don't beat them again. Give them the reason why what they did is wrong and the aftermath of that, what they have done.
Right.
For instance, that girl that went to a party and start taking alcohol, since she has been chastised as regards to the meaning of alcohol, the danger of alcohol, the association with men.
You talk to them. You don't flog or beat them.
Yeah, once a child is above 10 years or 8 years upwards,
Thank you.
The same Bible told you.
Thank you very much for calling me. I appreciate it. I need to go to other calls. Hello, Felix. Morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you. Okay. Yes, please.
Yeah. Yeah, concerning the matter on hand.
Yes, please.
So, I watched the video, Sherry.
Yeah.
It's barbaric.
It is barbaric.
In fact, I kept repeating myself, watching it over and over again. I believe that just the mom or whatever his name is cannot do that to
his own child.
I'm telling you. So now another annoying part is that the parent is there. Thank God that the authority of the government has taken over the case.
Right.
In fact, you need to ask if that is did they tell them that what they did is wrong? Did they tell them the implication of what they did first? You know, when somebody does something, you tell them this thing that you do is not right. Don't do it again. If the person does it again, then you can say, Should I told you that it is not the
well,
same?
So when the children, when they spoke, they said that what they did was wrong and what the punishment they gave them was the right thing.
Well, exactly. We want to treat only one
year. Yeah, well.
I cannot imagine that he's saying that. Maybe that's what they have been told.
They are used to it.
You know how some people think. Mm. Well, that's my own...
Thank you, Felix. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. We got Nika back on the line. That's with Nika now. Hi, Nika. Morning to you.
Okay, good morning, Cherise.
Thank you for calling back.
Yeah, that's good. I want to tell you that I appreciate this discussion that you are on now.
Right.
You know what? When I saw the video clip yesterday, without any write-up, I don't know the meaning of what happened, but I was very angry. Like 5 or 6 boys
beating a lady. Right.
It's not done anywhere. And I'm of the opinion that beating a child cannot make a good correction out of them. It is what that I have experienced. I have a niece that is so stubborn that when you are beating her, it's then the time that he will not even respond.
Okay.
But when you sit her down and talk to her that this is how the whole thing it is. You will, from the depth of our heart, you say, I am sorry. You know, then there's another thing that I want to point out. If you look at the video very well, the more they beat that girl, you will see that she's not even crying. She was just being cocky. That beat me very well. That whatsoever that you do does not even change anything in me. It's not done. It's a very bad habit.
Right.
And all parents should be able to have time, sit down and talk to these people. I saw a woman there last weekend beating her child. I said, why? No, you don't need that. Just sit them down. You will use that cane, but it's not the right time. If you don't explain,
right,
your cane is just in vain.
Aww.
Thank you, Sherry.
Mika, thank you for calling me. Dr. Doyin is joining us on Mikaja. Dr. Doyin, morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you today, doctor?
Very well, thank you. Yeah, concerning that issue.
Yeah.
I am from Kwara State.
Okay.
I am a Christian, but not a Muslim.
All right.
And I know as a fact that growing up, some of my cousins who were stubborn were sent to those Quranic schools.
Mm.
See, maybe you shouldn't just dabble into some of the things we don't really know. And that's why you could see from the body language of the state government.
Yeah.
It wasn't that the school was so much castigated.
Mm.
Because beating students in Quranic school, to me, is part of their training. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying.
I'm with you.
So at times, when they spank, when they beat, I agree that beating was excessive.
Mm.
I think it's part of their training as a student of an Arabic school.
Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you too, doctor. We're going to go to YouTube. Oh, Adeshawa is here. Let's take Adeshawa. After Adeshawa, we'll go to YouTube and take some messages. We're streaming live on YouTube, by the way. Adeshawa, morning to you. Yes, please.
Good morning, lady.
Welcome.
See, I was a born-bred Muslim.
Okay.
And my dad is a chief imam.
Mm.
So I know all these taxes of ustaz beating and all the rest. But you know, it almost marred my relationship with my children because I was so violent.
Oh.
And what actually destroyed that broke the camel's back was when my daughter wanted to see her circle and she couldn't tell me. She had to go and tell a brother outside.
Someone else.
Thank God she was not abused. That one showed her to use the tadpole and all the.
Oh.
I had to just relax. I said again in my children's love that even with the violence of their father, can you see? It's just as if they are living between two animals. Do you understand that kind of thing?
Yeah.
But nowadays, you don't always share a little about your name. You will say, you didn't come when mommy was a military woman.
What?
Because that's what I was trained to do. Do you know I did Quranic and Itumo in 15 years? Just 15 years, I was able to learn the Quran, did my ulema, and did the Itumo. In fact, it was flogging my way.
But you, Adeshawa, you've stopped now, right?
Me, I don't even even beat. I think my son always tell the two last born now that you didn't come when mommy was in the military.
That they were missing. He enjoyed it. Sorry.
He said you came to this world to come and enjoy. It's not a good thing.
I didn't show the military woman. Thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. Let's go to YouTube. We're streaming live on YouTube and on Facebook. A lot of people are arguing on those two platforms. So let me just take a few of their messages and I'll be back to the telephone. Ivan Patrick on YouTube says, I believe beating students is okay, but too much of everything is bad. Teachers shouldn't be using the anger in them to deal with the students, but beating students when they are wrong. I don't see anything wrong. That's what I'm trying to say. And it says, beating us when we're growing up changed most of us to be better to be a better person today. My mom normally take my sister and myself to our teacher to flog, spare the rod and spoil the child. That's Ivan Patrick who put that across. Olawunmi Anyike says, some people are beating us. Some people say beating is okay to discipline a child. Being too harsh and done with anger is, however, not good. My question is, how do we measure and control beating from going overboard? Allow me is, I think it's self-control, really. I think perhaps you just need to personally determine not to get really violent when you're correcting a child. A short break is coming up. After this short break, I'll be back and then we wrap up on this conversation. Stay with me, Lagos.
This is an infomercial.
Hey guys, it's your deals plug, and as usual, I've got the most fantastic information on the market, and it's tailor-made just for you. I am here today to tell you what kind of insecticide you have to be using in your homes, for the mere reason that insects in our homes are just generally destructive. They could cause sickness, they could cause even death if they're not taken care of. And when you see one, you're definitely going to see a lot more. And trust me, even aside from the fact that seeing them or maybe being in contact with them could make you sick, but also that they can be very uncomfortable to see. I mean, just eating and then watching a cockroach run across your floor is really, really disgusting. And then when it starts flying, oh dear Lord. Anyway, but of course, and it's not just roaches, mosquitoes, bed bugs, basically everything. That's why we need to make sure that anything we do and whatever pesticide we decide to use is guaranteed to take care of all the creepy crawlies and critters that you might find in your home that could basically threaten your family. And that's where Raid comes into the picture. For 60 years, Raid scientists have worked to protect people around the world. Protection is something we all need, yet not something we all get. Raid, protecting families from insects for generations. And Raid is fast-killing action that kills on contact to protect people in more places. SC Johnson, a family company.
Welcome back. I told you it was going to be a short one. So we're back. I'm going to try and take some WhatsApp messages. What's up, guys? How are you? No, I didn't forget you. Let me take some WhatsApp messages right now because we're close to the end of the show. Let's see. This person says, this is how violence is being planted in the psyche of children, especially in Islam. And yet we find people shouting or stoutly defending it. Something has to be done urgently about this. You didn't mention your name, but thank you. Alao from Lagos Island says, in as much as I support disciplining or meeting out discipline to a child who erred, but not with anger. Whoever is responsible for bringing this show to the social media has done our psyche more harm. Should we bring all our lives to the media? Thanks to Mr. Abdul Ghaffar for a well-informed view. Ibrahim Taiwo Alao from Lagos Island shared that view. Let me take another one. Mofest Stevens in the cartoon says, I disagree with your guest on his take that the state government has taken the best step. Would he have said it if the girl had died in the process? The father of that girl should be arrested and prosecuted for admitting that he authorized the attempted murder. We have Islamic schools in America and Europe, and they don't attempt to murder their children with flogging. Mofe Steven sent that in. Mofe, thank you for your thoughts. I'm going to take another one from WhatsApp. I will come to the telephone after about. Let's take two more, then we'll come to the telephone. This person says, what's your name? Okwekende. Okwekende is in Jegun, says, I'm a practicing Muslim. I did my walimat at the age of 14 years, which I have never experienced such beating before, because my parents got me an Arabic malam that teaches me at home. That Arabic school malam should be banned as a teacher. Okay. He said, I still feel ashamed when Murik Chairman speak. Okay. Thank you. That's personal now. We need to move on. Let's take another one here. Mutiu from Alakpere says, it's unfortunate human rights will ask you not to flog children against the dictates of the two major holy books. When the children get worse, government holds you responsible for not giving them proper home training. Don't you think that we are living in a confused world? Mutiu is wondering why. Let's move on. Ali Dina from Agege says, the fear of flogging make me learn Islamic knowledge, and the flogging make me strong till today. Ali Dina, sorry, I'm confused. What exactly are you saying? But I must go. I can't take any more we have a caller. Okay. I think we should take this call. Gift is here already, so let's speak with Gift. Hi, Gift. Morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Mr. Morning to you.
We're talking about this punishment, the beating that is in social media.
Yes.
Well, I don't know of anyone. I know why me was growing up. Mm-hmm. You do something wrong in our own family, the only thing our parents will do for you is that they will look for the longest verse in the Bible, the longest one, and they'll give you. You have to read it 21 times a day.
Okay.
For good 7 days. So even though you try it for 1 day, you dare not go back to it. Well, that's what we are using. All of us, some of us, we are using our own. So everybody will respect themselves. So that punishment, I know you cannot beat a child, but then we need us to pamper.
Yeah.
There are so many times you ask them to go under the table. That alone is punishment than beating. Beating says if you vex, beat, you can wound a child. Good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me a Gift. But I must go now. I really must go. I'm completely out of time. But before I go, I have 10 copies of this book. If you're watching on Facebook, let me show you the book. This is the book here. I have 10 copies to give out today. So if you're interested in getting this, but I want to give out to people, right? You just need to follow me on Instagram. I'll give it out on Instagram, but you have to go and pick it up at the office, okay? It's called Remaking Nigeria, 60 Years, 60 Voices. It's edited by Chido. Everybody knows Chido. Chido Numa. So at the back, you see the pictures of the people that you will see their writings inside this book. It's quite an interesting read. I've gone through it. Remaking Nigeria, 60 Years, 60 Voices. If you want to be... if you want to know exactly what the majority of the voices are saying, really, this is a book to read, really. So I've got 10 copies to give away on Instagram. You can find me there at Sheriff Quadri on Instagram. And I would, once you say you're interested, I would sign one, I'll autograph one with your name on it. And you can come and pick it up from between now and Friday. Come and pick it up at the office, all right? Okay, cool. Yeah. I have to go now. Thank you all for being a part of the show this morning. But I'll be back tomorrow at 5. Don't forget our shows, our events coming up this Saturday. The Security Summit is coming up 1 p.m. at Four Point. 1 p.m. Four Point this Saturday. And then the GX Conference is coming up at 5 p.m. at Four Point this Saturday. Both events will happen simultaneously at Four Point by Sheraton Hotel here in Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. If you want to register for the two events, you can go online at nigeriainfo.fm. That's where you would register, nigeriainfo.fm. But I must say that the GX conference registration has closed. It closed on Friday. We're overbooked for that one. Let's bring you the headlines, after which we'll have Jimmy Disu here for Daily Digest. Thank you for being a part of the show. Good morning to you.